Economic operators in Cameroon have been told to use the Continental Free Trade Area to seal business deals with the first shipment of 100 tons of aluminium to Algeria today in Douala. Football lovers in Cameroon have intimated that the indomitable Lions are the favourites in Group J of the AFCON 2025 qualifiers. Now, the news bulletin.
Hello, I'm Winston Lebga. Members of the Senate's Finance Committee have examined the 2025-2027 medium-term economic and budgetary programming document today. Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motazé defended the initial 2025 draft finance bill. In the process, he presented clarifications concerning Cameroon's financial situation as well as the country's public finance strategy for the period spanning 2025 to 2027. Members of government have also elaborated the fiscal policy guidelines for the next 3 years. The South Regional Capital, Ebolova, will host the 15th edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair from July the 7th to the 21st. Business people from Cameroon, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea are expected to attend the event, alongside more than 1,000 exhibitors. During the fair, there will be a cooking competition and seminars on peace and conflicts in Africa. The theme is facilitating exchanges, encouraging dialogue and transborder cooperation for the socioeconomic and cultural development of Central Africa in the era of the African Continental Free Trade Area. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has signed a partnership deal that will lead to the training of 200 young people in advanced cloud computing technologies. Holders of a biometric youth card will get enrollment assistance from multipurpose youth empowerment centers. The last group of Muslim pilgrims expected back home from pilgrimage returned today. They arrived in the country early this morning, landing at the Yaoundé Simalén International Airport, where they expressed gratitude to Allah for the experience and to President Paul Biya for facilitating the trip. The 342 pilgrims were examined in an exercise meant to ensure that there is no case of COVID-19. Abroad, the military leaders of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger are to hold their first joint summit on Saturday. The summit of the Alliance of Sahel States will hold in Niger's capital, Niamey, and aims to foster cooperation among the three countries. A Tanzanian artist, aged 24, has been found guilty and sentenced to 2 years in prison for burning the picture of President Samia Suluhu Hassan. His arrest sparked legal controversy, with some lawyers arguing that no law was broken in burning the picture. In sports, the Indomitable Lions have been tipped as favorites to win Group J of the qualifiers of the Morocco 2025 AFCON. They are in the group with Kenya, Namibia, and Zimbabwe. The AFCON will run from December 21, 2025 to January 18, 2026. Qualifiers begin in September this year. A one-time deputy coach of the Indomitable Lions, Jean-Pierre Sadi, who died on May 30 this year, will be buried tomorrow Saturday in his native Yoko, a locality in the Central Region. He was deputy to Claude Leroy when Cameroon won the AFCON in Morocco in 1988. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT This Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
The first consignment of goods from Cameroon to Algeria under the African Continental Free Trade Area has left the Douala seaport. In a ceremony in Douala chaired by Trade Minister Luc Magloire Mbarga Tangana, Economic actors were urged to seize the opportunity of a continental market to build their manufacturing base in order to benefit from tax-free trade deals. The shipment is made up of 100 tons of aluminium, as you tell us, Clarice Ari-Takan.
From project to operational phase, as the African Continental Free Trade Area is witnessing the participation of more Cameroonian businesses, 100 tons of bars of aluminium produced by the Cameroonian Aluminium Company en route to Algeria is the outcome of 2 years of work done by the subcommittee in charge of guided trade of the African Continental Free Trade Area, headed by Auguste Mbappe Penda, Director General of the Cameroon Shippers Council. The organ has been instrumental in providing local businesses with a platform through which the activities are given exposure. This was echoed by the Director General of the Douala Autonomous Port, Cyrus Ngo, who, however, insisted that some prerequisites need to be in place. In response, Trade Minister Luc Magua Mbagatangana, representing the Prime Minister at the event, highlighted that Cameroon's development remains a priority. Therefore, numerous measures will be put in place, added to the already existing ones, to ensure that productivity is not stalled. He equally stressed that local businesses must therefore do their part so they are not left out of a venture with the potential of transforming their profits in the billions.
Clarice Aritakan reporting. Over 1,000 exhibitors and visitors are expected to grace this year's edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair for Track to unfold in Ebulova. The event, to bring together actors in transnational trade, will run from the 7th to the 21st of July under the theme Facilitating Exchanges, Encouraging Dialogue and Transborder Cooperation for the Socioeconomic and Cultural Development of Central Africa in the Era of the African Continental Free Trade Area. George Mwam highlights the importance of FORTRAC and similar sociocultural manifestations in this sub-region.
Promoters of transborder fairs and festivals in Central Africa continue to argue that culture can be a powerful vector of peace and development within the sub-region if the powers that be leverage on them. Thus, the 15th Central African Cross-Border Fair, to run for 2 weeks in Ebulova, chief town of the south region of Cameroon, will bring together over 1,000 actors of cross-border trade from Cameroon, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea, and is expected to further deepen social ties between the peoples of these countries. To feature on the program are reflections on the prevention of conflicts in Central Africa, opportunities and challenges of the African Continental Free Trade Area, cooking competition, and the exhibition and sale of products made in Africa. Like the promoter of the project dubbed Tour of Cameroon and Semak Festivals, Dr. Taiba Ngaba, the brains behind such transboundary sociocultural and economic manifestations are of the opinion that sub-regional integration has been stalled in Central Africa because the authorities have not adequately exploited culture as an aspect of subtle diplomacy. They also cite as example the Mundang International Festival, organized for the first time in April 2023 and which brought together the Mundang communities of Cameroon, Chad and those in the diaspora to brainstorm on the problems affecting their culture. The next edition of the festival is built for Chad next year.
George Mwam. Members of the 15th batch of trainee administrators of prisons and the 18th batch of trainee superintendents from the National School of Penitentiary Administration, ENAP Boya, have been called upon to remain exemplary in their duties after completing a 9-month preparatory course. The call was made by the director of ENAP, Ayuk Bernard Agbo, during a ceremony to award the trainee administrators and superintendents with attestations and epaulettes in Boya. Details with Kangelion Caesar.
The epaulette and attestation award ceremony took place at the ENAP campus in Boya, with the director Ayuk Bernard Agbo reiterating to all 8 laureates from the 15th batch of trainee administrators of prisons and the 18th batch of trainee superintendents of prisons their roles and responsibilities.
They have been very resilient, they have been disciplined. We have to make sure we execute the court decisions that we receive, try to participate in economic development, encourage them to work in a way to avoid escapes. They also have to work to ensure there is very limited introduction and circulation of psychoactive substances and communication gadgets into the prison milieu.
To the laureates, the unique 9-month training was an opportunity to build capacity for effective and productive output.
Administrator of prisons, Bongo Suzanne, superintendent in charge of principal prison, Buddha. This training has helped me to ameliorate with certain things that I did not know. But because of this refresher course, I'll be able to teach the other staff.
While the administrators of prisons are tasked with design, management, evaluation, control and command, the superintendents of prisons are charged with development, high-level applications, supervision and command of the prisons. The event culminated in a traditional military march. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Buya.
The newly appointed heads of service of CRTV Littoral Regional Directorate have been challenged to outstandingly contribute to the growth of CRTV Littoral and the entire CRTV network. This was one of the recommendations of the Regional Director of CRTV Littoral, Nalova Mukakeli Kenye, as she installed the new team into their functions. Cynthia Eti.
On behalf of the Director General of the CRTV, I hereby declare all of you installed in your various responsibilities.
A new dawn in CRTV Littoral, as some 8 new heads of services have been injected into various functions following their appointments last June 25 by CRTV's Board of Directors. They are expected to improve production and service delivery of about 1/3 of content to be broadcast on all CRTV platforms. Jean-François Ebaudet Tabi is editor-in-chief of the regional station, while Pontianus Lawong is service head for animation and programming for Suelaba FM 105.
It is not a new duty. I will work hardly in continuity.
It's a teamwork. It's not about a team leader. And the watchwords are creativity and hard work.
They have been urged to fully implement team spirit and respect for hierarchy. Nalova Mokakeli Kenye is the regional director of CRTV Littoral.
We expect them to be committed. We call on them to be very assiduous. We encourage team spirit, judicious, diligent management of public funds.
The goal is for all to peacefully work hand in hand for a more effective output. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
The station manager of CRTV Northwest, Charles Tembe, for his part, has urged newly installed service heads of the regional station to ensure that qualitative and quantitative content is created and disseminated. Mabel Mekemdi Sakam with details.
The new service head of news and magazines, Laurent Chisubbe, who previously occupied the position in CRTV Northwest on interim basis, admits project CRTV's editorial orientation in the reporting on the current armed conflict, imminent elections in the country, as well as other issues.
Elections are coming. It's going to be very challenging. Of course, we are in a sensitive region, but we have to be very tactful.
The new head of the programs and programming department, called Ndofeke Olivier, discloses that quality programs that tie with the changing times will be regularly produced.
I'm going to ensure that the instructions dished to me by top management be strictly respected.
Technical problems like old machines that seriously affect output are also expected to be tackled by the new technical coordinator, Detu Pierre, who has been serving as interim in that position for several months now.
Our equipments are really outdated and they need to be changed with internet and many other aspects, and I'm sure the top management who gave me the trust will give me the facility to take that challenge.
The station manager of CRTV Northwest, Charles Tembe, used the installation ceremony in Bamenda to also urge all the staff to be united and committed in collaboration with the management to keep CRTV Northwest in the spotlight. Mabel Menkemdi Sakem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Media experts say print media must adapt to new realities imposed by the digital revolution. They were speaking in Yaoundé today on day 2 of the International Scientific Conference, organized as part of activities to mark the 50th anniversary of Cameroon Tribune. During his presentation, Professor Laurent Charles Boyomasala, former director of the Avance School of Mass Communication, noted that the concept of public press has a variety of meanings. He spoke to our reporter, Patience Wingo.
I've been asked to say some words about the socio-history of the public written press in Cameroon, and some other colleagues will have to say it as concerned public written press in Africa and some other the Anglophone public press upon the colonial period up to now. So my concern was to ask myself, because they took it under the umbrella of domination, meaning that at that time there was a dominated written press and a dominant written press. Public written press can be seen in two ways. The first is to consider that public press is a kind of state press, which for Francophone is more understandable, while for our Anglophone communities, when you say public press, it means that the press is at the service of the public.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CLTV's afternoon edition on the national station. A total of 342 pilgrims who took part in the 2024 Hajj in Saudi Arabia have returned home via the Yaoundé Simalène International Airport. The pilgrims, who constitute the last group to return through Yaoundé, have expressed gratitude to Allah and the President of the Republic for making their dream come true. Albert Njembonde.
A moment of extreme delight for pilgrims and especially their family members, who defied all security prescriptions to welcome back their loved ones. Going to the Holy Land and accomplishing a major pillar of Islam is a dream come true for the pilgrims, who gratify Allah for the opportunity and President Paul Biya for his special financial grant that facilitated the journey.
Well, I'll thank him. I heard before it was more difficult. Now I am excited for what I have achieved. We went to different places that we heard of since our childhood. We learned about these places, so it was really emotional to see all of this.
The experience is so powerful. I have to appreciate President of the Republic of Cameroon for the good initiative have been taken by the time that we are going. Allah give him long life and more prosperity.
I cannot describe the emotions which animate me at this particular moment. In fact, but it is a very special moment in my life and in the life of all the pilgrims. We prayed for ourselves, we prayed for our families, we prayed for all our leaders, beginning from the head of state, and for the welfare of Cameroon and Cameroonians in general.
Before communing with their families, all the returnees did COVID tests to preempt any cases of contamination.
Votre résultat est négatif.
Public health and security officials say all measures have been taken to ensure that the voyage to Saudi Arabia is remembered as a COVID-free Hajj.
Albert Njembonde reporting onto a weekend cultural rendezvous. Join Bendika in the live concert in Kongsamba this Saturday to shake off stress. FOC Babatunde is here with more updates on our weekend rendezvous package.
Donc comme ça, moi aussi là, je me morfonge, je culpabilise. Mais toi, tu me vois comme un déchet. Je me suis même déjà excusé.
Start your weekend with laughter as Orich Takam and Manuel Ankama will be at the Yaoundé City Council Lawn Tennis Court to thrill you tomorrow. The event will feature Tweezy, Maoud and Kumalo. At the Ubuntu Cultural Center, Tonton Marcel is expected to all his visitors who will be coming to enjoy Cameroon's rich culture and the exhibition of Cameroon and Chinese bamboo. From Yaoundé, we go to Kongsamba in the Mongo Division this Saturday, where Bendeka will be at the Complex Montagnel in a live concert. On Sunday, have brunch with Chris M. as from 12 p.m. at Rue El Aj Amadou Aijo, opposite Katios in Yaoundé. There will be a live performance to accompany the event. And as from 7 p.m. same Sunday, participate in the pre-show of the Northwest Region Arts and Culture Festival with Zeta Light at Congress Hall, Bamenda. Enjoy your weekend.
I love it. There you will know, there you will know, there get a care you.
On to sports, 48 countries will compete in 12 groups in the qualifiers for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. The first two teams from each group will qualify for the final phase of the AFCON next year. Ben Collins Jeberry will present the 12 groups of the qualifiers.
Yeah, Madagascar, Comoros and Gambia will be battling for the two tickets in Group A, with the host Morocco assured of a place at the tournament. Only one other team from Group B, which includes Gabon, the Central African Republic and Lesotho, will book a ticket to North Africa. the 7-time champions of Africa. Egypt will have to deal with Cabo Verde, Mauritania and Botswana in Group C to begin another contest for the 8th trophy. Nigeria have been handed a potentially tricky group in the qualifiers. The Super Eagles are paired in Group D with Benin, Rwanda and Libya. The 2019 champions, Algeria, will face Equatorial Guinea, Togo and Liberia in Group E. Ghana, Angola, Sudan and Niger will compete in Group F, where the defending champions, Côte d'Ivoire, will face the 2012 heroes, the Chipolopolos of Zambia, Sierra Leone and Chad in Group G. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, Tanzania and Ethiopia are in Group H. Mali, Mozambique, Guinea-Bissau and Eswatini will fight for the two spots in Group I. Cameroon, Namibia, Kenya and Zimbabwe are in Group J. South Sudan will be aiming for their first participation at the Africa Cup of Nations when they face South Africa, Uganda and Congo in Group K. Senegal, Burkina Faso, Malawi and Burundi are in Group L. The qualifiers will take place in September, October and November this year.
Ben Collins, Nyeberewo, and like you heard him, Cameroon have been drawn in Group J of the AFCON 2025 qualifying campaign. The Indomitable Lions will compete against the Harambee Stars of Kenya, the Warriors of Zimbabwe, and the Brave Warriors of Namibia. Dates for the fixtures are yet to be made public by the Confederation of African Football, CAF. The qualifiers for the Morocco 2025 AFCON begin in September 2024. Experts have expressed confidence that the Indomitable Lions will qualify from Group J to the 2025 AFCON in Morocco. Harrison Ashutiko got some of their views in the following report.
Even though on paper the Indomitable Lions are favorites in Pool J, football analysts Martin Bwangembo, Romeo Obasi and Bob Bryan argue that other teams in the group have what it takes to give the Lions a run for their money.
Namibia possessed a challenge for Cameroon. The Brave Warriors defeated them in the previous Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers.
Going to be a daunting task for the Lions, cognizant of the fact that they will have to face two teams like Zimbabwe and Kenya, who've been out of the African football scenery following a CAF ban. They are coming back motivated.
It's quite an attractive draw, so we're going to make the best out of it.
With a record of a win and a draw since he took over the Lions, the experts are confident that Coach McBreeze has the tactical know-how to guide the Lions through the matches.
The formation that he has been using so far, he needs to continue on using those same players, same formation.
Judging from the performance that we showed against Cabo Verde and Angola, I think we stand a better chance to come out with flying colors.
The qualifiers will begin in September. McBreeze and the technical bench have 3 months to prepare for the campaign to Morocco 2025. And for that to be realized, they need to be in the top two positions of the pool at the end of the competition.
Harrison Ashutiko and many football lovers in the East region say the Indomitable Lions' presence in Group J is an advantage to easily qualify. Tala LT sampled their opinions in the following report.
Cameroon's position in Group J alongside Kenya, Namibia and Zimbabwe in next year's AFCON qualifiers does not worry football lovers in Betuan, who say the Lions will have a smooth qualification.
My name is Njisamwe Ambe. Cameroon will have an easy qualification. I hope they will see it through. Because if I look at the different groups, I see Cameroon is a better side. They have good players. They have a team spirit. With that, I think they can see it through.
My name is Benjamin Wilson Walter. Their team is performing. And the coach called good players too.
Namibia's surprising performance during the last AFCON in Côte d'Ivoire, they add, does not make them a match for the boys of head coach McBreeze.
They can be an obstacle to an extent, but with this that the Cameroon players have, I think they will make it. They can defeat Namibia.
Others have refused to take a stand on this topic, saying football has greatly evolved, especially on the African continent, and there are no longer big or small teams in football as surprises abound in this game. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bedwa.
and the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are the team with the most fearsome credentials in the group. That includes Namibia, Kenya and Zimbabwe. In the analysis that follows, Winston Lebgar sizes up the Lions' chances in a potentially tricky group.
They seem to have found their feet again, and that's why on paper the 2025 AFCON qualifying campaign points to an easy ride for Cameroon's Indomitable Lions, considered worldwide as one of the most dangerous beasts in the football jungle of Africa. However, what lies ahead is a competition that promises mouth-watering tasty fixtures which carry the possibility of shocking results and raise the prospect of heartbreaking outcomes. The Harambee Stars of Kenya are hoping to outshine the competition and make a seventh appearance in the Africa Cup. They've never gone past the group stages, just like the Warriors of Zimbabwe, who've been to five AFCON events. The Brave Warriors of Namibia have been to four AFCON tournaments and reached the round of 16 once. Two teams are to qualify from the group, and Cameroon is the best credentialed squad to get one of the tickets, with 21 appearances and five AFCON titles. Although all the odds are in their favor, they must keep their guard up because football games are full of surprises, some of which could be so very unpleasant, and it will be a national embarrassment if the Lions fail to qualify.
Winston Lebgar. Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once again the main points. Economic actors in Cameroon have been told to use the Continental Free Trade Area to seal business deals with the first shipment of 100 tons of aluminium to Algeria today in Douala. Football lovers in Cameroon have intimated that the Indomitable Lions are the favourites in Group J of the AFCON 2025 qualifiers. CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi, Madame, Monsieur. Sénat, le président de la Commission des finances et du budget, le sénateur Laurent Kodo, a présidé ce jour au Palais des Congrès de Yaoundé une rencontre d'échange entre les sénateurs membres de la Commission des finances et le gouvernement représenté par le ministre des Finances. Au menu des échanges, l'étude du document de programmation économique et budgétaire à moyen terme 2025-2027. Occasion pour lui, Paul Motazé, de présenter les grandes orientations de la politique budgétaire de l'État pour les trois prochaines années. Zone de libre-échange continentale africaine, le Cameroun y est de plein pied. Le pays a exporté ce vendredi sa première marchandise conteneurisée composée de 100 tonnes de lingots d'aluminium produites par la Société camerounaise d'aluminium vers l'Algérie. La cérémonie qui avait pour cadre le port autonome de Douala a été l'occasion pour le ministre du Commerce, représentant du premier ministre chef du gouvernement, d'encourager les opérateurs économiques du Cameroun à saisir les opportunités d'affaires que leur offre la ZLECAF. Faciliter les échanges, favoriser les voies de dialogue et la coopération transfrontalière pour le développement socio-économique et culturel en Afrique à l'ère de la ZLECAF, c'est le fil conducteur de la 15e édition de la foire transfrontalière annuelle de l'Afrique centrale qui s'ouvre dimanche à Ebolova. À côté du FOTRAC, il faudra désormais compter le tour des festivals. L'initiative a récemment été présentée par le promoteur Sa Majesté Dr Taïbé Ngaba lors d'un point de presse à Yaoundé. Promotion de l'emploi jeune dans le domaine des technologies avancées du cloud computing. Le ministère de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique à travers l'Observatoire national de la jeunesse et en partenariat avec le Vocational Training Center Jackie Feli Nafak lance une sélection de 200 jeunes Camerounais détenteurs de la carte jeune biométrique. C'est pour une offre à coût réduit de 70% de formation certifiante Associate Cloud Engineer. La sélection est ouverte aux jeunes de 17 à 35 ans avec un minimum de Bac plus 3 dans le domaine des STEM. Délai de recevabilité des dossiers le 15 juillet 2024 sur la plateforme en ligne de l'ONG et dans les CMPJ à travers le Cameroun. Enfin, éliminatoire Coupe d'Afrique des Nations de football Maroc 2025. Le tirage au sort s'est déroulé hier en Afrique du Sud. À l'issue de cette cérémonie, le Cameroun est logé dans le groupe J, aux côtés de la Namibie, du Kenya et du Zimbabwe. Mais pour être de l'expédition marocaine l'année prochaine, les poulains de Marc Brice devront prendre le dessus sur ces équipes que les experts jugent largement à leur portée. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste National. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'actualité 17h.